Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and today we are up to Parak Dalid Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah talks about, even when there is a Neder Hana'a against Chavero, there are certain types of benefit that are not considered technically to be Hana'a. So Amudra Hana'a Mechavero, someone is not allowed to get Hana'a from another person. Shokel Ashiklo, the Madir is still allowed to pay the Mudar's Shekel, the Machsa Shekel that he has to make to the Beis HaMikdash in order to pay for the Korbanos Tibur. And if he owes someone money, the Madir can pay his debt to the lender, because the Madir isn't giving money directly to the Noder. In fact, he's paying a third party. And when you pay a third party, just to make sure that the guy doesn't lose any money, that's Mutter. That's not considered to be that you're giving him any Hana. So when you pay the Machsa Shekel, you're allowing the Mudar to keep the Machsa Shekel that happens to be in his pocket already. That is not considered to be a Hana. That's only if he volunteers to pay the Machsa Shekel. However, we're going to see soon that if he asked you to make the payment for him, then you would not be allowed to do that, because then you're following his instructions, and by following his directions, that itself is considered to be a form of Hana'ah. So the Madir can also do Hashavas Aveda, because you're giving him back that which already belongs to him. You're not giving him something that is not his. So even though you put a lot of effort into doing the Hashavas Aveda, that you're not doing that for him. You're doing that because you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so you're getting paid by the Ribono Shel Olam for that mitzvah. Makom shenotan aleha sachar. However, when people usually get paid to do Hashavas Aveda, so I mean the halacha is you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, you have to do it for free. But if you're taking off time from work, the Mishnah Maseches Bamitzvah says if you're taking off time from work in order to return the Aveda, you are entitled to reimbursement for that time off. So if you're in a situation, a case where you're going to get paid for that Shavas Aveda, then Tibal Hana'ah LeHegdish. Then whatever that payment is going to be, that has to go to Hegdish. You're not allowed to take that Hana'ah directly. Meaning, if both of them, the owner of the Aveda and the guy who found the Aveda, made a neder not to get Hana'ah from each other, so that's the case we're talking about. So even though it's mutter to do the Hashavas Aveda, the payment for doing the Hashavas Aveda is going to be a problem, because if the guy who owns the Aveda pays the guy who does the Hashavas Aveda, the guy who does the Hashavas Aveda is going to be getting Hana'ah from the owner. And if the owner does not pay, then he's getting benefit because it's financial monetary value that he's receiving. So you're in trouble in both directions. So the Mishnah says, okay, you take the money and you just give it to the Beis HaMikdash, so no one is going to get any benefit from the other one. It's not saying to, you know, throw the money into the Yam HaMelech or something like that, because the Madir Asr Hana'ah from him as though it were a carbon, which is Hegdish. So therefore, it makes most sense, the Bartanur explains, to give the money to Hegdish in fact. So now we move on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah, again, goes through a variety of things that a Madir may do for a Mudar. V'tari v'es Trumas v'masros of the Daito. The Madir can be Mafresh Truma and Meiser from the Mudar's crops with permission from the Mudar. You're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma and Meiser from someone else's produce unless you have the permission to do it, right? You can't just take someone else's stuff and be Mafresh Truma and Meiser. So if he asked you to be Mafresh Truma and Meiser for him, you would not be allowed to do it because you're giving him Hana'ah by following his directions. So the owner announced that anyone in the world could go and be Mafresh Shumas HaMaisos from his stuff, and that way the Madir has the permission to do it, yet he was not personally instructed to do it. So that's the case of Torah Mishra Masa Maisa of the Daito. Umakrav lov kinezov and kinezovos kinyodos chatos v'ashamos. If the Madir is a Kohen, he's allowed to be the Kohen who's makrav the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash for him, meaning whatever kinezov, whatever sets of birds that a Zav or a Zava has to bring, or a Yoledis, a woman who gave birth, or the Chatos or Karbonasham that the person has to bring. So the Madir can bring any of those Karbonos on behalf of the Mudar, because by a Kohen doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, he's doing Tzivoy Hashem. He's not doing a favor for the owner of the Karbon. So that's not considered that you're giving him any Hana'ah. Umlamdo Medrash Halachos Va'agados. And you can also teach him Torah, you can teach him Medrash, you can teach him Halacha, you can teach him Agadita, because the Halacha is, strictly speaking, a person is not allowed to get paid to teach Torah. So the Madir doesn't save the Mudar any money by teaching him for free. Avalo yilam denu mikra, but you're not allowed to teach him mikra. You're not allowed to teach him Tanakh, the Chavtal Tzifrei Tanakh, because someone who teaches Tanakh is allowed to get paid for doing that. So by not charging him, the Madir benefits the Mudar. The Mishnah is talking about places where people get paid for teaching Tanakh. Obviously, if it's a place where people don't get paid for teaching Tanakh, then it would be perfectly fine, the Bar Tanura points out. You know, teaching Torah Shebichsav includes teaching the trup as well. That breaks up the pasuk into phrases. So the symbols of the trup are not part of the Halachal Moshe Misinai. That was invented by the Anshei Knesset Sagadola. So you could take payment for teaching those things, because you're allowed to take payment for teaching things that are only midrabanan, meaning the trup itself is halachah l'moshe misinai, but the symbols are not necessarily halachah l'moshe misinai. So anyway, trup is really Torah shebal peh, technically speaking. I had a shaila recently. Someone asked me if they could teach. They're teaching bar mitzvah boys, and there was a boy from a conservative family whose father is Jewish and mother is not Jewish, and he asked if he could teach him bar mitzvah lessons. So part of the shaila is, you're allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah shebichsav, but you're not allowed to teach Torah shebal peh to a non-Jew. So is he allowed to teach him trup? Is he allowed to teach him the Torah shebal peh? So it's an interesting question. Avol melamed who has as bana ve'as penos of mikra, you're allowed to teach Torah shebichsav to the mudar's sons and daughters, because that's not benefiting him directly. Even though everybody is obligated to teach their own children Torah, the madir could help you do that mitzvah because it's not considered a personal benefit to him. Now, had the madir not taught his sons, the mudar would have had to pay someone else to do it, but that's not considered a direct hana'ah. Vizonis is shoves banav. The madir is allowed to feed the mudar's wife and children, even though the mudar is chayiv in paying for their food, because that's the same thing as paying up his debts. V'lo yozen es behemto, you're not allowed to feed his animals, bein tameya bein tahora, whether they are kosher or non-kosher animals, and even if the animal has already been fed its regular amount, the madir could make it fatter by feeding it extra. Rabbi Eliezer omer, zonas ha-tameya. No, you're only allowed to feed his non-kosher animals, ve'eno zonas ha-tahora. You're not allowed to feed his kosher animals. So amrlo l'cham, says Rabbi Eliezer, ma bein tameya l'tahora, what difference should it make whether the animal is kosher or non-kosher? Why the mudar is getting hana'ah even when a non-kosher animal is fed? So Amar Lahen, he said, Shatahora nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalom. When it's a kosher animal, when it shechts, so the life leaves it, its nefesh goes to shemayim, but its body, its basar, belongs to the mudar, that he's allowed to eat the basar. So if the madir made it fatter by feeding it, so he's benefiting him, because now there's going to be more meat to eat. But it's tmeya nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim. A non-kosher animal, once it dies, it's gone, the nefesh and the guf, meaning you're not allowed to benefit at all. You're not allowed to eat the meat anyway, so you don't get any benefit from the fact that it's fatter. So Amr Lo, the Chum said, what are you talking about? Even if it's a behemoth tameh, even if it's a non-kosher animal, granted its life is gone, its nefesh goes to Shemaim, but the guf is still belongs to you. Shim yirta hareyu mocha la'akum omachil l'kalavim, because you could still sell it to a non-Jew, or you could feed it to dogs, and therefore there is benefit to the extra meat that you're getting out of it. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that someone who's mudar hana mechavero is allowed to take his machsa shekel from him, and he can pay off his debts, and he can return his aveda. And if it's a place that they get paid for returning aveda, so then the payment can't be nimchal, nor can it be paid, so you just have to give it to Hegdish. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said he's also allowed to be mafresh his trumas and maestros, as long as there's permission to do so. He's allowed to be makrev his various sets of birds or chatos v'ashamos that the guy is chayiv if he's a kohen, and he's allowed to teach him all sorts of Torah shebal peh. He's only not allowed to teach him mikra, because people get paid to teach mikra, but He's allowed to teach Mikra to the fellow's children. He could also support his wife and children, even though the fellow himself is chayiv to support his wife and children, but he's not allowed to. Then we had a machlokas about feeding his animals. Tanakama says, the Chum says he's not allowed to feed the mudar's animal, whether it's a kosher or non-kosher animal, whereas Rabbi Elazar says, you're allowed to feed his non-kosher animal because the fatter that animal is, it's not going to make any difference. He's not going to be able to eat any more meat anyway, but you're not allowed to feed his kosher animal, because that he's going to actually be able to eat a lot more meat, whereas the Chum say he still benefits from any animal that he owns, even non-kosher animals, being fatter. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the next Mishnah.